Welcome back to the Treasure Island Baseball Network. With some of the minor league seasons already wrapped up, the Twins found a good use for some of the young arms in the system. That is where Chris begins his pregame chat with Rocco Baldelli. It's brought to you by UCare.
Beautiful night for baseball. Great to be back at home as the Twins entertain the Angels. And let's start with some non-active player news. You brought up some guys from Class A Cedar Rapids, not to play in games, but to serve another very important purpose for your guys.
Yeah, we brought up four good strike throwers and guys that can come up here and throw to our position players who are getting ready right now, who are feeling better physically, who are ready to start stepping in there and swinging the bats. And, you know, there's never a perfect way to do that. Do you send them right on a rehab assignment? Do you just hit in the cage? Well, one thing we're going to do here is just bring in some good arms for them to start working out against, and that's going to start this week.
So that's great for the injured players. Hopefully get some swings as they work their way back into what we hope is active play. One guy you didn't have over the weekend was Carlos Santana. He was very ill. How's he feeling?
He's doing better. I don't think he's totally feeling like himself, but he is a gamer, and he says, I am good to go. Put me in there. So when he says put me in there, especially against a lefty, that's something that we're going to do. And the defense over there is impossible to duplicate. So, you know, we got him in the lineup, and we're going to send him right on out there on the field.
One guy you will not have is Christian Vasquez. Paternity leave today. Camargo comes back. We've seen him a couple times before, so certainly a familiar face. Any idea how long you'll be without Vasquez?
No, I'm not sure. Never sure on these sorts of things. He's, you know, funny because he wants to always be available, always be ready. I told him, hey, I better not see or hear from you on Monday. Go be with your wife and your family, and we'll see about tomorrow. I think he's going to make a decision tonight just as far as how long he's going to be away, but this is a great day for the Vasquez family.
Turning to today, we could talk about it 1,000 different ways. We could mince it with numbers, we could mince it with emotional speeches, but the fact of the matter is, you guys just haven't scored enough runs, haven't had enough base runners of late. Is that something that you, as everyone knows it, is that something you don't want to belabor? Is it something you can address in different ways with different players as you guys kick off this big home series?
Yeah, there are ways to handle it. And a lot of the times it purely will come down to, are you swinging at the right pitches? Are you making the right decisions? And normally when you're not doing that, guys are just trying to do too much. They're just trying to do too much. So with, you know, the last 3 weeks of the season upon us, we got about, 19 games left. If there's one thing that I can ask for, it's tightening up that zone, doing what you can to make those good decisions, taking the breaking balls that are below the zone, getting on top of the fastballs when they're in the zone. Making good decisions is what is going to lead to base runners, and that's going to lead to runs and us winning games. So that's what I want.
All right, should make for a fun series. Great night for baseball. That's Rocco Baldelli. I'll send it back to the studio.
Yeah, the Twins fanned 30 times in the KC series. They've been at their best this season when the strikeouts have been down. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCare people-powered health plans. Well, what is the latest on the health of Carlos Correa? He provides a rather positive assessment.
I was waiting to get to this point so I could push the envelope and be like, I'm at this percentage right now. I could play like this. So where before I was like, I can't even walk without pain, but today's a good day. So it comes at the right time, I feel like, and you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you know, I'm very encouraged to the way I've been feeling the last 2 days.
Yeah, Correa out since before the All-Star break with plantar fasciitis in the right heel. He actually went out to meet with a doctor in L.A. who introduced Carlos to a treatment, which is painful, but it's working, and the treatment does not involve any needles. So steps in the right direction for Carlos. Coming up next on the lineup card, what's stewing with a better half of a Twins reliever? That's here on your home for Twins baseball.